This is KUT. With more tourists coming to Austin each year, the city's hotels are generating more and more revenue. Some of that funding is set aside to support Austin's tourism industry. But as the number of guests in hotels grows, so does that pot of money. KUT's Saida Hassan reports a city task force is exploring new ways to spend it.
First, a quick explanation on how the money is generated. Hotel guests are taxed 15 cents on every dollar of their bill. This fiscal year, that revenue is expected to surpass $90 million. Some of that money goes to the state. The rest goes towards supporting the Austin Convention Center, the Austin Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the Cultural Arts Division. At a meeting Tuesday evening, the city's Visitor Impact Task Force brainstormed how that money could be used in new ways. And one issue is clearly at the top of everyone's minds.
Expand Convention Center. Consider and decide on whether to expand the Convention Center, and if yes, how to fund. Recommend what specific area improvements are included with Convention Center expansion, and a vision for how the Convention Center can best interact with surroundings.
That's city staffer Larry Schooler. After a brainstorming session, he read off some of the group's initial ideas, which included directing funds towards parks and historic sites. For the past few years, Austin's hotel tax revenue has been growing by double digits. That prompted District 8 Councilmember Ellen Troxclair to float the idea of using it for other facilities affected by tourism, and the task force is charged with exploring those ideas. Tom Noonan is president of the Austin Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says it's important to consider that the recent growth in revenue could level off.
I would tell you that I don't think that's sustainable long term, so I hope I'm wrong. It could be awesome if we were seeing 13% more every year. That'd be incredible, but I don't think that's really the case. We haven't asked the people who are paying the tax what their thoughts are.
Board members ultimately decided they wanted to hear from members of the hotel industry before finalizing where that money would be spent. During public testimony, several other speakers touched on the idea of expanding the Austin Convention Center. Some others sought alternative uses for the revenue. Bill Bunch is with the Save Our Springs Alliance. The nonprofit works to protect the Edwards Aquifer and its system of springs.
Most of our parks, like Barton Springs, have historic and cultural value. So we could be getting a two-for-one benefit if we were spending on what we consider to be important things to preserve that is immediately threatened.
The task force didn't weigh in on the merits of these proposals on Tuesday. They plan to issue recommendations to City Council later this spring. Saida Hassan, KUT News.